Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the skies over Israel are mostly clear, with mild temperatures making it a comfortable evening. In Jerusalem, a gentle breeze accompanies the setting sun. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm night, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli strikes in South Lebanon have killed 11 people. The IDF says the raids are in response to Hezbollah actions. This comes from the Times of Israel, reported earlier today. Also, the Lebanon front is heating up as Iran warns Israel over strategic positions. 7 have been reported killed in overnight strikes. Ynet provided this update from earlier today. Also this hour, Hezbollah has threatened that further Israeli attacks will be met with strong responses. Israel Hayom Hebrew reported this development just an hour ago. Separately, the Pentagon calls for a revolution in the arms industry as stockpiles dwindle amid the war against Iran. This is according to Mariv from earlier today. And finally, the U.S. ambassador has labeled settlers who sieged Palestinian homes in Qusra as terrorists. This comes from Forward, with reporting from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a Palestinian journalist, posted just minutes ago about armed Israeli settlers storming the village of Burin. He shared a photo showing a settler pointing a gun at Palestinian homes. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, questions how many attacks on synagogues need to occur before acknowledging anti-Semitism. He posted this 17 minutes ago. The Mossad, known for its satirical content, shared a humorous post 21 minutes ago, asking this you. Now for more on those stories, starting with Israeli strikes in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that the raids aimed at Hezbollah targets result from heightened tensions. Lebanese President Joseph Ayoun has accused Israel of sending a provocative message as U.S.-sponsored talks loom. The strikes contribute to increasing volatility in the region. Turning to Iran's warnings over the strategic ridge, Ynet explains that Tehran has issued a stern message to Israel, warning of potential escalation. The strikes targeted Hezbollah infrastructure, highlighting the fragile balance of power. The situation endangers diplomatic efforts in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Hezbollah's threats of retaliation against Israel continue to rise. According to Israel Hayom Hebrew, the group accuses Prime Minister Netanyahu of seeking to escalate the conflict. This raises concerns about potential military confrontations affecting civilian safety. In a related development, the Pentagon's call for a revolution in the arms industry reflects the strain on U.S. military resources. Mariv highlights pressure on interceptor stockpiles, urging manufacturers to innovate. This could impact future military aid and collaborations with Israel. Finally, the U.S. ambassador's comments on settlers in Qusra underscore international criticism. Forward reports that the ambassador's words resonate amid ongoing tensions in the West Bank. This could influence U.S.-Israel relations and affect international perceptions. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that schools are gearing up for the new year with essential items for students of 2026. The list includes innovative gadgets, enhancing the learning experience. Separately, Kitek reveals that Sergey Brin is urging Google to advance its AI capabilities. The push aims to close the gap with competitors, reflecting the intensifying tech race. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses concerns over urban renewal projects. Residents fear losing compensation as developers and authorities adjust terms. This impacts housing markets and community dynamics. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.